This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show, and thank you for joining us here Saturday, June the 21st, 2025. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank, Scott Wolmering, and myself, Ryan O'Neill, with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Hope your weekend is starting off well. This is a live show, a local show. We're here at WCCO every Saturday morning. You can join us by phone or text 612-294-6949, 612-294-6949. Questions, comments, thoughts at any point. And Scott, good to see you, buddy. Good morning. Great to have you back in full health.
Yeah, good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Like Ryan said, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We're here every Saturday. Love your comments and feedback during the hour. You can do that a couple different ways. Just type it into your feed on social media, and it comes right to us. Or 612-294-6949 is how you can get directly with us by phone.
Yeah, again, going to dive in. We've got a lot of content today. Want to dive in. Be sure we're getting some good info out to everybody. Interest rates this past week dipped slightly. From the 6.87 range down to 6.82. So a very, very similar, but just a slight difference in interest rates. And then the market conditions, real estate, comparing year over year numbers, new listings were almost even. There was 1,705 new properties that came in the market. Pending sales, also almost identical to last year, 1,072 pending sales or accepted purchase agreements. And then the inventory, guys, has gone up just a little bit, 7% year over year, 96, 98, still very historically low. But interesting, some interesting numbers, Scott. Again, see very similar numbers to last year at this time.
Yeah, you know, and that's what people think about this real estate market being, you know, so crazy because their home or their neighbor's house sells so quickly. It's, you know, it's really not, you know, with numbers, 9,800 homes on the market, you know, that is actually growing more than we've seen it ever grow. We used to be, you know, in July where we predict, are we going to be at 10,000 by December? So we're creeping 10,000. We haven't seen that in the, you know, in the spring market in a long time. And because of that, we're starting to see a lot of price reductions in all different price ranges, but kind of more in that meat and potato, which we've not seen, you know, that 450 to 550. All of a sudden, we're seeing price reductions, which shows you that if you're starting to try to steal that extra $10,000 to $15,000, you will sit, you will get stale until you eventually get to that number. And sometimes it's too late because now you're shop worn. People have seen you. People assume there's something wrong with your house, and that's the struggle.
Yeah. Every week, we like to feature some of our listings from the Minnesota Real Estate Team. Jen McKinnon, great agent on the team, has one up in Lino Lakes. She's actually doing an open house right now from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. 7275 Heather Court North in Lino Lakes for 430. Scott, it's a four-bed, two-bath, three-car garage. Got new HVAC in 2024. A new roof and siding in 2018. The kitchen and bathrooms are recently updated. It's got two living areas, plenty of space, and a very nice outdoor space with a multi-tier deck, a large flat and fully fenced yard. Again, 7275 Heather Court North in Lino Lakes for 430. Be sure to check that property out. A very nice one. Want to welcome on our friends, Ruben. Ruben, good morning. Good to see you, buddy.
Morning, Ryan. Good to see you, too.
Hey, you brought a special guest, buddy. Your special guest.
I brought my daughter along. Lucy's here in the studio today. She just had to see where the magic happens.
Yes.
So she's tagging along with me today.
And Ruben, spirit, I asked her, I said, Lucy, are you okay? I'm going to bring you on air here. She is, by the way, going into ninth grade. I'm going to go on air. And she said, no problem. No problem. Oh, she's walking over here. I love it. Lucy, what do you think here so far?
Talking to the mic. say good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Lucy, what a sweetheart. It's good to have you with Dad. Dad, she's going into ninth grade, right? Ninth grade?
Yep, high school.
Yeah.
Well, and I remember when I was a ninth grader, what I wanted to do on Saturday was hang out with my dad at a radio station. you're a sport, Lucy.
Yeah,
she's a good girl, isn't she?
Yeah, she is a good sport. Great to have her with us. And Brad Sanford, Farmers Insurance. Good to have you, buddy. Good to see you.
You know, I always enjoy my time with you guys. Absolutely, got a great topic today. Landlord insurance.
Landlord insurance. Very good. Scott, you got something too, bud?
Yeah, just our old friend Tony Ashworth, incredible agent broker, now is residing in Colorado. Correct.
Yeah, Florida.
Florida, that's right, Florida. And he said, so many agents are pricing a home in the market that they wished we were in and not the real current market. I agree with that. You know, we do things as agents in six-month gaps. And, you know, I learned a few years ago that with as volatile as the market is, you need to actually do it almost in 30- and 60-day gaps. Because that's kind of what you're dealing with, you know, up and down. You know, you can have areas for whatever reason or 3 months runs where all of a sudden mid-range is just all of a sudden hurting where it's been so crazy. So, I agree with Tony. I think we're going on a little bit of wish and not as much reality.
Hey, right before the break, Angel Ball has a nice listing down in Cannon Falls, 616 3rd Street Southwest. Listed for $469.4. This is a one-level living Rambler. It's in Cannon Falls. Built in 2021. Four-bed, two-bath, two-car oversized insulated garage. It is a great location, obviously, between the Twin Cities and Rochester. Angel said, enjoy a quaint country living with all the urban amenities, local shops, restaurants, parks, and the renowned Cannon Valley Trail. And this home also backs up to a private wooded area. 616 3rd Street Southwest in Cannon Falls for $469.4. We're up against our first break here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show, 612-294-6949. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us and hope your weekend is going well. Wanted to just give a quick note, a quick shout out. Today is a big day, an important day for the O'Neill Foundation of Hope, where we are officially opening the Bob and Kathy O'Neill House of Hope here today, 12 to 2. And all listeners are welcome. Supporters are welcome. It is, it's an open house style, open house format. And again, this is transitional housing that we are providing for the community to help people who have experienced difficult times, loss of job, medical issues, different things where they are having a housing need. And we step in with zero cost transitional housing to help these families. We have two families moving in the end of this month. My dear mother, Scott, will be there today.
Yes.
So people can meet Kathy, who the house is named after.
Legend Kathy.
Meet Miss Kathy and my late father. So again, everyone is welcome. Anyone hearing this is welcome. Supporters, 12 to 2. We've got refreshments. We've got a little bit of fun. It's 10141 Lyndale Avenue South. 10141 Lyndale Avenue South. Should be a great day, guys.
Yeah, that'll be a good time. If you've not looked up the O'Neill Foundation, it's an incredible thing these guys are doing, helping local people in the community. It's awesome. And the real estate market is awesome. You know, I'm asked every week, hey, Scott, when should I X? When should I sell? When should I buy? You know, when's going to be the perfect time? What's the best time? Right now is a great time. You know, if you've watched this show long enough, the only thing I can tell you 5 years from now is you're going to be saying, I wish I would have bought 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I hear that all the time. God, I wish I would have did this 5 years ago. And now, 5 years from now, people will be saying, oh, I wish I would have done this 5 years ago and refinanced when the rates went down, blah, blah, blah.
Ruben Saltzman, owner of Structure Tech. We were talking a little bit on social media. You're talking about who should attend home inspections.
Yeah, I've been on that kick lately about who should be there. I mean, you got the buyer, you got the seller, you got the buyer's agent, the seller's agent, and then you got all the family members. You got the parents and the kids and the contractor and all those other people. Who should be there? What is going to give the home buyer the most amount of value? Well, clearly, the home buyer ought to attend the home inspection. If you have the ability, if you're not buying an out-of-town home, if you can be there at the home inspection, by all means be there. Now, should you be there for the whole thing? We used to do it that way, but we kind of changed it a little bit during COVID, and nobody was allowed to come to the home inspection. And then we started having people show up at the end, like for the last hour, and I think they get a lot more value out of that. We started to find that after 4 hours, people's eyes start glossing over, they start getting bored, they start getting hungry, and by the end, when it's time for the wrap-up, they're ready to go. And they've kind of lost interest.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and besides that, on any home inspection, I don't care if it's new construction or an older home, there's a ton of stuff. So a lot of times with a new home buyer, especially, if you're there for 4 hours, it just seems like that this is never ending. There's just always something wrong with this house, which is on every house. So when you come in for the last hour where you can hit the highlights of what happened, hit what you are seeing at that point, it doesn't feel so overwhelming when you look at it on paper.
You nailed it.
As when you go through it.
Yeah, that is exactly right. So we prefer to have them be there at the very end. If people want to be there for the entire thing, it's fine. But whatever it is, if you're getting a home inspection, make a point of showing up to the home inspection. You will get a ton of value out of it.
I noticed you left me out of that, Ruben. Insurance agents.
The insurance agent, you are more than welcome to come. I don't know why you'd want to be there, well, but we won't kick you out.
I'll tell you why. I love your service because when I am getting the value for a home, I need to know the age of the roof, the age of the HVAC system, and I can't take it from just the homeowner. I need an expert.
You
got to
look at the home inspection report. Yes, yes, exactly. And then, so that's the buyer. Now, should the seller be there? I don't know. Ryan, what do you think? Should the seller be there for the home inspection?
Would advise the seller to not be there.
Okay, yes.
but can they be?
Can they? It's their house.
That's right.
They can do whatever they want.
They can be home for the whole home inspection. I do not recommend it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's their house.
It depends on what your goal is. I mean, if your goal is to sell your house.
Then get out of the house.
Yeah, then you should probably go.
Tell us more.
All right. What about the buyer's agent? Should the buyer's agent attend the home inspection?
Again, depending on the buyers. I personally do not. But in my first few years of being a real estate agent, I went to every one.
Yeah.
So it depends on the agent, depends on the situation. You know, a lot of times my clients happen to be multiple buyers of homes. They've been through the system before. You've been through the process before. If you're dealing with mostly first-time home buyers that have never been through it before, then I suggest being there.
I love your answer. And to make it really concise, it depends.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's the short version. Sometimes the buyer's agent should be there. I mean, like you said, you got first-time home buyers. They need their handheld. Yeah. They need someone to be there in their corner, by all means. And yeah, like you said, new agents. My gosh, if I was a new agent, I would want to come to the first 100 home inspections that I was scheduling.
You learn a lot.
Yeah.
You learn a lot as a new agent. I mean, when I was a new agent, I didn't know what a septic system was.
Sure.
Literally didn't have any idea. My client asked me, how does that work? I said, when you put the when you put the faucet to the left side, you get cold water. When you put it to the right, you got.
So you grew up in northern Minnesota.
Yeah, so I learned about septic systems, but you learn a ton through going through home inspection.
Yeah, absolutely.
So buyers, okay, so you said seller, buyer's agent. Who else?
And now we got the seller's agent. Should they be at the home inspection?
No.
No, they shouldn't be there.
They
don't want to hear what's going on. They want to put their fingers in their ears, and that's none of their business.
It's very good that you bring that out, because you'll have agents every once in a while that'll say, hey, we had the inspection report. Do you want me to send that over to you? And I'm like, no, I don't want you to send that over to me. Just ask for what you're asking for, and we'll get back. And the reason for that is we are held at a higher level. We have to disclose things that we have knowledge of.
Yeah.
As a real estate licensed agent.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to see the home inspection. And that's very hard a lot of times for sellers. Well, I want to see the home inspection. I'm like, you don't.
You
really don't. Because if they back out, all of these things on the home inspection, by argument, you should be disclosing.
Yeah. If it's a fact, a known fact, the listing agent as a licensed agent has to disclose that. And so some people may be wondering with this discussion, why would you not disclose it? Well, sellers have a choice to either do the full seller's disclosure or what's called the seller's disclosure alternative, where they really don't disclose anything at all. And then we encourage you to do a home inspection on that. But as licensees, we do have to disclose any known fact. Material fact about the property, Ruben.
Yeah, yeah.
And the argument comes in, and that people should understand this, what makes a fact? Obviously, anything that we know and have knowledge of as a seller is a fact. I have a non-licensed inspector go through my listing and come back and say, your deck's shot. Okay?
Is it?
Because this guy says my deck is shot? Is it shot? And what has to be disclosed, and a lot of arguments out there, no, a professional's now told you that the deck is shot. Well, I'll tell you what, I've had many inspectors say the deck's shot, and then I sent out a deck person, and there's nothing wrong with it whatsoever.
And that's why it's so important in a place like Minnesota, where there's no licensing, no regulation, no nothing for home inspectors, to know who you're hiring.
Exactly.
You need to look at reviews. You need to figure out what their history is. What's the training program? Anybody can go out and just call themselves a home inspector.
That's right.
And you get a huge variance in pricing. I mean, what home inspectors charge. And if you're going by the cheapest home inspector, you're going to get the cheapest home inspection. It's really simple.
That's right.
It was interesting. This week we were talking about, there was a question on our team about finding an inspector down in southern Minnesota. And Ruben and his team, literally wherever you're hearing this on WCCO, they help folks. They do home inspections. And I was asking about your year, Ruben. You're having a busier year than last year.
It's full. I mean, our calendar is full. I mean, Monday morning, we're typically filling up the calendar. Although the one thing, if you're trying to schedule with us, you go to our website. We've got online scheduling. You click the thing that says schedule now. Our client care coordinators, the humans that actually schedule stuff when people call, they go way out of their way to get stuff scheduled. So if you don't find something on our website, you can always call our office. We answer the phones on the weekend. They love squeezing stuff in for people.
We're going to continue the discussion with Ruben from Structure Tech, Brad from Farmers Insurance. Before we break, however, Ms. Deb Luzinski has a listing, 935 Kennard Street, listed for $1 million. It's in St. Paul. It's a combined 3.23 acre lot located in the city of St. Paul. It's zoned H1, H2, which is high density housing. There's three structures on the property now, none of which will be accessible to view. One is owner occupied, and there's 568 feet of frontage on Case Avenue and 237 on Kennard. It's located within six blocks of public transportation. This is a great opportunity for investors or developers. 935 Kennard Street, listed for $1 million. Again, it's over 3 acres in the city of St. Paul. We're at the halfway point here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us on CCO. Hope you are staying cool in this extremely hot weekend, but we do have a great second half of the show. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to the second half of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Again, want to invite all of our WCCO listeners, supporters of the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. We are opening up the House of Hope today, the Bob and Kathy O'Neill House of Hope. Open house 12 to 2. Stop on out. You can meet Kathy. We've got some refreshments. We've got some friends, family, supporters coming out. So it should be a fun time. 10141 Lindale Avenue South, 10141 Lindale Avenue South. Should be a great event today, and excited to open the House of Hope. We got two families moving in here next week. So we've got two families moving in next week. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us. Brad Sanford, Farmers Insurance, is also with us here today. Brad, we've been talking a little insurance stuff. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, guys. How are you?
What do you got cooking from your end?
You know, I thought I would highlight landlord insurance, real estate investors. I have a carrier that will allow you to have 40 properties on one policy. So you could divide up your investment and have some single family homes, some condos, you know, those types of things. So it's kind of an interesting product that you can put up to 40 locations on one policy.
So when you're an investor like that that has 40 single, let's say they have 40 single family properties, when you say put it on one, every unit is still done as an individual unit, isn't it? It's not.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. All right.
It's all valued by itself. What you share is like liability, that kind of a thing. So, but the ease of being able to put a property on and take one property off, not having to get a whole new policy, and you know those types of things makes it pretty easy. And Farmers, we own Foremost, and so we do landlord policies there also. So we have many outlets that I can access to take care of real estate investors.
Yeah, you think about that. That's with your industry. You were talking about a lot of people policy shopping with the rates, and that's hard, I'm sure. You got long-time relationships with people, and with rates getting so high, people just looking to save money, Brad.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's you know, when you're on a fixed income, it's really important, right? And so you want to have your conversation with your agent and make sure that your property is correct, because we go by what the replacement cost is. So an inspection will tell us the, you know, how old the HVAC system is. Has it been maintained? A lot of carriers out there are saying that if your HVAC has not been replaced in the last 25 years, it's ineligible for coverage. So there's many things that carriers are doing that agents like myself have to stay on top of. So it's, yeah, getting interesting.
What are you seeing from, are you seeing people leave the industry? Are you seeing maybe many folks leave the insurance industry because of what's happening? Kind of like in the real estate world, we were talking, the last few years have been sort of historically way slow, and a lot of newer folks have gotten in and gotten out because it's tougher to make a dollar.
A lot of us agents are retiring, and there is not a lot getting into the industry, so there's going to be a pinch pretty soon, yeah.
Why is that?
Insurance isn't sexy. I don't know. I don't know why.
No, that's why.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's why.
Insurance
is it hard sexy. Is it hard to? I mean, what do you need? Do you need a degree? Do you got to go to college? What do you need to get into insurance?
A PhD in no. you have to be able to pass the tests that the state requires you have of property and casualty. I have my life and health and those types of things. But yeah, you just have to be able to pass the test. And then, as Scott has said, it isn't as easy as just showing up. You have to participate, just like in life, you have to participate. And so in the insurance industry, you have to have a personality to be able to go out and get the business.
You gotta sell.
Sell.
Yeah. Yeah. I did.
Nasty word, right?
I cut my teeth with I'm going to forget the name of it. Hanson. John Hancock is who I got licensed with when I was like 19, 20 years old. And it was just not for me. There was too much weight between the sale where you sign somebody up for a life insurance policy or whatever it is. By the time they go through everything and then eventually you got paid.
Insurance as a 19-year-old.
And it was not, I did actually pretty well at it. I just didn't like the gap.
If your first experience is selling life insurance, I can see why you hate life insurance. Absolutely.
I mean, that's got to be hard. I mean, if you are selling life insurance out there and you enjoy it, please call us. It'd be interesting. I'm sure it's so important, but probably, again, Scott, especially for a young person.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, I'm in there at 19 years old telling these guys they need to protect their family, and here's why. And they're looking at me like, you're 19 years old. Yeah.
Well, see, my employees have me behind them. I've been a bank manager, I've been a commercial lender, and I own an insurance agency. So I know a lot about it, so
sure.
I'm able to help them. So it's, yeah. It's a different story.
Brad, any other thoughts, tips today for listeners?
Give me a call. If you are a real estate investor and the idea of having your properties all in one policy is interesting, give me a call, 651-690-2076.
Yeah, it is. Brad Sanford, Farmers Insurance. Really doing a nice job helping really any and all buyers, sellers, any homeowners with a variety of different types of insurance. Scott, we've got one other listing. This one is Jennifer Tischletter's got this in Prior Lake, 4562 Hummingbird Trail, listed for $549,900. It's a 5-bed, 3-bath, 3-car garage. They just painted the interior and the exterior. It's got new carpet throughout the house. All living facilities are on one level. Vaulted ceilings, double-sided fireplace. Backyard, it's got nice pergola, patio paver. And it's a great Prior Lake neighborhood, close to the parks, lakes, shopping, restaurants, highways. Scott, people like Prior Lake now. It is kind of a demand city, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they've. Yeah, I mean, I think they've always liked Prior Lake. But if you're prejudiced against Prior Lake, that's fine with me. But yeah, no, Prior Lake's always been. You know, here's the thing with areas around lakes. You know, Lake Minnetonka around lakes. As long as there's a lake involved, it's going to be doing well. What makes Prior Lake the actual Lake of Prior so sought after is, you know, you're about 60% of the cost on Lake Minnetonka. It's still a 6,000-acre group of lakes, you know, where Minnetonka's 10,000-ish. And so, and they're not making any more lakeshore. So if you were lucky enough to have bought lakeshore this year, last year, 25 years ago, you're going to do well because they're not making any more of it.
Ruben had a question this week about, you know, what really drives the value for my home and where I'm living. And I guess my point, too, in thinking about this question, Scott, is there some cities in the Twin Cities, whether it's crime-related, whether it's school districts, whether it's closeness to amenities. What else, Scott? Anything else I'm missing?
Well, you know, around the city, it's walking score and stuff like that. But yeah, what you're getting at is kind of cities that are almost market-proof, you know, that aren't hit. Like, for example, when the market crashed in 2007 and we dropped 48% of value. So everything across the board, you bought a house for $1 million. Now it's worth 480 or, mm-hmm. or reversal of that, maybe 600. And the ones that that were not hit like that were the YZs of the world. The Eden Prairie, they got hit a little bit. But Edina. No, Maple Grove got hit, but Edina only lost about 12% of its value. So that's a big difference. Everybody else is losing 48%. Edina, Wayzata, they only lost 12% during that time. So, you know, they're kind of market proof.
Yeah. So part of the job is when you're looking for a home, when you're looking to buy is two things. Be sure your agent does a market analysis for you so you know what you're paying for it as a good value. And secondly, talk about those things. Long-term value. How is the neighborhood for, again, from a safety standpoint, school districts, you know, a lot of these things that people look for when you want to resell the home, Ruben. You are up in Maple Grove. People love Maple Grove.
I love Maple Grove. I when I first moved up there, I moved from Minneapolis, and I thought, now I got to drive past a rest stop to get to my house. This is the worst thing in the world. But it took me about a month of living there, and I went, ooh, I like
you
this
like
a
it?
Lot.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting. We are already up against the quarter break here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Before we do, Stephen Vaught has a listing. Scott, this one is downtown, 121 Washington Avenue South, number 312. It is a 1-bed, 1-bath condo listed for $195. It's beautifully updated. It's on the same floor, Ruben, as the outdoor pool and deck with grills and games. You got an underground parking spot. It's connected to the Skyway, and it's close to shopping and entertainment. 121 Washington Avenue South, number 312 for $195. Scott, would you like living downtown?
No, I lived down. Remember, I lived downtown for a year. I didn't like it, but a lot of people love it. So, and it sounds like
this.
A great listing. What's that?
You're supposed to sell this, Scott.
Yeah, they'll sell the listing. Though it's a great area and a great listing. But personally, I was not a Not a downtown guy.
Yeah, you were not. I knew that. Hey, we're up against the final break here. 612-294-6949. Reach out anytime to us. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. 1030. We've got one other listing in Isanti. 1030 Bel Air Boulevard Northwest in Isanti. Mr. Brandon Merrigan has this listed for $550, built in 2020. It's a 5-bed, 4-bath, has an office, 2 walk-in closets, a heated 3-car garage with a gym, family-friendly neighborhood, lots of young families and kids, newly fully finished basement, 9-foot ceilings, fenced-in backyards, got a new deck and a hot tub hookup. Fun. 1030 Bel Air Boulevard Northwest in Isanti for $550,000. And I've got one last one here. Nick Jenkins. Nick has got one in Coon Rapids, 2211 108th Avenue Northwest. Reuben and Brad, 285 on this. 2-bed, 2-bath. It's a large lot, 0.42 acres. Remodeled kitchen in 2022. New cabinets, backsplash, countertops. The main floor bathroom remodel in 2019. And then the outdoor space was updated in 2021. And Brad, a new roof in May of 2025. That is 2211 108th Avenue Northwest in Coon Rapids for $285,000. That sounds pretty good, Ruben, doesn't it?
That sounds very desirable. I mean, new roof, come on. You're not going to have any insurance problems with this. What more could you want? Now, I bet you there's a park nearby, too.
Bel Air Avenue, and it's got a gym, and it's got a hot tub hookup. I mean, all that stuff. Amazing.
That sounds very fun. Hey, we are in the final segment. It was busy today. A lot going on. Ruben, again, Structure Tech, wonderful company. You're known by all the real estate teams and brokers. Your reputation is awesome here in Minnesota, Western Wisconsin. Last thoughts for people?
Last thought, give you something fun, good reason to visit our website, structuretech.com. You've seen those videos online on the TikTok and whatever where they got the little pointy finger?
Yes.
Well, we made one. We made a compilation. It's like 3 minutes long. It's vertical video format, and we call it the judgy finger, and we're just tapping on home inspection defects. It's all silent. It's hilarious. It's the best video to get the kids interested in home inspections.
Really?
It's
so
delightful.
So what would you search under? What would you search under?
You go to our website and you just click on the blog, and it's one of the most recent blog post entries, and it's titled Judgy Finger.
Judgy Finger.
The Judgy Finger. It's very judgmental, very condescending.
It's
not, but it is fun. It's all these defects that are pretty obvious, and we're just tapping on them silently.
How did
it's
you come great. Up with the judgy thumb?
I think it was one of my kids or something. They saw a video, and I learned about it, and I ordered like 20 of these sticks for the inspectors on my team.
Oh,
and so we've all been tapping and taking short
videos. Ryan's looking it up. I can see Ryan Perpich.
Tons of fun.
Is already looking it up, and he's like, I'm going to be hooked.
Tell me it's not wonderful, Ryan.
You didn't mention it's like a toy finger. It's not your finger. It's like a little tiny toy.
Yeah. It's a little pointer finger on the end of a basically extension wand.
And you're going all over the house. You're pointing at everything.
It's delightful, isn't it?
It's pretty
Come
funny.
On. It's worth visiting our website, structuretech.com. Or you just put in the Google machine, Structure Tech, Judgy Finger. I'm sure you'll find it on YouTube.
Hey, you are a good man, friend. You run a great company. Lots of good folks. Ruben comes out to our team meeting every couple weeks.
Oh, heck yeah, I do.
People love this guy. You know, I kind of take a back seat. They love Ruben. They're like, you take over, man. You take the meeting. I'm going to check out
Brad.
You've
got such a fun team. It is a delight coming to you guys' office or your meeting room every couple weeks.
Yeah, we have fun. We have good stuff. Structure Tech. Brad, Sanford Farmers Insurance, got anything last thoughts for us, buddy?
Brad Sanford, Sanford at Farmers Insurance, doesn't have a judgy thumb.
No.
Insurance, having a great relationship with your agent, as I've always said, we were talking about this off air, that what you're able to sell your house for is coming down a little bit, and what your house costs to replace is going up. So make sure that your number to replace your home, which is what we go by in the insurance industry is correct.
Very good. Brad Sanford, again, saw a couple emails within the team this week saying, hey, can anybody help me with this type of insurance or that? You do a little bit of everything.
I do, yes, everything. Yep. A lot of experience.
You got any fun plans for today?
Yes. I can't tell you, though.
All right.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad you got them.
I think the wife's got yard work ready for me.
Hey, so you're lying to us.
Yes, okay, absolutely. All right.
Hey, before we part, I know we've got a few listings, but we love featuring our great sellers and agents. Justin Voss has one in Farmington, guys. 1309 Larch Street for $330,000. He's doing an open house right now, 11 to 12:30. It's a great location between two parks. Three bed, two bath, one oversized tub, 1,500 plus finished square feet. You got a great deck, fenced in yard. Playground is close by, and the front yard has great views of the park pond. Again, open house today, 11 to 12:30. That's 1309 Larch Street in Farmington, 55024. Rye, are you taking the boat out on Minnetonka here today?
I was out yesterday, last night, way too late. So, no, I got to take a day off.
Boating. Ruben, you taking the boat out?
Oh, I don't think I'm taking the boat out today, Ryan. I just disc golf for me, and I might enjoy a little bit of air conditioning. We'll see.
And I have no boat to take out, but that's okay.
Yeah, I don't
Brad,
remember.
What's the address of where you're going today, 12 to noon?
101. Or, I'm sorry, yeah, 12 thank to you. 10141 Lindale Avenue South. It is the Bob and Kathy O'Neill House of Hope. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. Everyone is welcome. Whether you have heard of the O'Neill Foundation of Hope or you don't, even if you just want a free sandwich, you are welcome to stop out 12 to 2, 10141 Lindale. It should be a fun time. And Mom's going to be there, too. It's an up-and-down duplex. Two families moving in the end of the month. Zero-cost transitional housing. Like all of you, we are big on giving back to the community. And housing, guys, so many housing that we could talk for days about the housing shortage and the issue. It's something I'm really, on a human level, really passionate about.
Yeah, love it.
It's a big thing to have you doing what you're doing. There's a lot of need out there, so we really appreciate you doing it.
No, thank you. It's a group effort. A lot of good folks, and we appreciate you joining us today. Ruben, any last thoughts before you take us out?
Yeah, if you need, I've been talking about all this other stuff. If you need a home inspection, that's what we do. If you're buying a house, look us up. You won't find anyone close to our online rating. 5 stars all around. Visit us online at structuretech.com.
Great job today. Thanks for bringing Lucy in as well. That was fun. Fun to have Miss Lucy. Brad, last thoughts?
Soon to come to the Sanford Insurance Agency is the judgy thumb. I'm going to walk around a house.
And oh, boy.
I'm going to point at things or maybe have my wife do it.
I can't wait.
Yeah, right?
Love
exactly.
It. Yes.
I'll come up with something different than judgy thumb.
Okay. All right.
Actually, one last thought as we head to the home stretch. Two people have asked, I've refused a couple messages, where do we park for today's event? You can park in the driveway of the House of Hope. There is a vacant lot right next door, a grassy lot that's open. And then on 102nd Street, there's a lot of parking down there as well. Three locations to stop out. We appreciate your support. Again, hope everybody has a great weekend. This has been the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Please reach out anytime. Ruben, great job.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Brad,
always a pleasure.
Well done, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Love being here with you.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.